I'd like to call the order of the Finance Committee of the Bartlett Public Library District to order at 7 p.m. I would like to begin the meeting by taking a roll call, and I will do that. Barry?
Here.
Sias?
Here.
Olson? Here. Thank you. We do not have anyone present for Town Hall. I don't believe that Peggy signed in for Town Hall, so.
Nope.
I would like to move to the agenda. I won't call for a Pledge of Allegiance because we don't have a flag this evening. Trustee Barry?
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the August 5th, 2001 Finance Committee meeting minutes.
Okay. I'll second that.
All right, roll call vote. Barry?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Olson? Yes. Okay.
And I'll make a motion to approve the June 28th, 2022 Finance Committee meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call. Barry?
Yes.
Sias?
Yes.
Olson? Yes. Okay. The third item on our agenda this evening is the fund balance discussion. Director Nance had asked that we confirm the amount that we want to set up as the fund balance. And I believe based on the discussion with the auditor that a number of about $1.25 million was suggested. Does anyone have any thoughts about that?
If I recall correctly, there were two thoughts that you could go, two processes or two ways you could go thinking about it. The first one was if you based it on our audit number, which was our unassigned general fund amount, which was $1,336,014, which would put us at about 60%. If you went with the proposed 2223 expenditures, it's about 2760584, which would leave us at 48%. So I think maybe I'm confused. I thought we were just still trying to get to the six months.
I believe we are. But I guess the question in my mind is, number one, is this the number we're going to use for investment purposes? Or is that, and is that the number that we're going to roll forward with the investments and leave the return on that investment as part of that fund balance?
Okay, can I ask you a question? I came into this meeting thinking we're talking about how many months that we were going to have in this operating, just to be on the safe side, if bad things happen to the library, then we need funds. And I've seen things like for 4 months to 12 months. I think 12 months would be, at this stage, I think 12 months is a little bit too much. I think 6 months would be just appropriate.
I think that's what the board has already approved.
Yeah, I think we, the board came to the conclusion in July, I believe, at that meeting that we were going to do 6 months as the reserve amount. I think we formally amended the policy to do that. So I see the discussion being, are we going to fund it based on which method, current budget or based on audit? I personally think we should do it based on budget, because that's really where we are today. The fund balance is kind of history and what we're accumulating in terms of our net value of the organization. And it takes into account a lot of things that don't directly impact operations. We have the pension value that's part of that calculation, and this year happens to be contributing, I think, $86,000 to positive. But with what's happening in the market today, as of December 31st, when it's valued again, the likelihood is that it will be in a deficit position. I quite frankly was surprised that we were in the positive position with the retirement of several long-term employees who, I'm not sure exactly how that fund works, but I would guess the accrued value of their services gets charged against that fund or as part of a reserve for their retirement benefits. So I would like to suggest that we do it based on the budget.
So that would leave us at 48%, so then we wouldn't transfer anything over to the special reserve.
I'm sorry?
So that would leave us still at 48% if we do it on the proposed expenditure, so we wouldn't transfer anything to the special reserve fund currently.
Right. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to invest our funds, which I think is the second issue that we've got. Is there a consensus of the group that we can recommend to the board in terms of how we should be doing this?
I'm pretty sure my questions are dumb, but they're still my questions. Is the special reserve the money we were potentially investing with the financial advisor we had recently?
Technically, no. It's just part of our general fund. At this point, I believe that we have $25,000 technically that has been approved and transferred over to the special reserve fund. Everything else is still in the general fund.
Right.
It can still stay in the general fund. What I think that the board approved was that there was $750,000 to $1 million that could be potentially invested long-term, and then the advisor would then come back and say if there was any other wiggle room to invest short-term.
Yeah.
Correct?
It sounds pretty accurate to me, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, and I like the idea of the budget, too.
Right.
Because that's what we're laying out. That's what we're spending. And if we set up the funds for short term, kind of like my thinking, you know, God forbid something happens, we have to get money out. There's a certain amount of money we can access pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But other money might take a little bit longer to come into the pipeline.
Right.
But at least we would have...
I took a look at our cash position and did, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to bring a copy of it. I had some printer problems, which I couldn't figure out. I did a projection based on our operating budget for the current year, starting with October of this year through September of next year for a year. I also took into account the timing of when we should expect tax collections And I did that based on the historical collection of Cook County taxes and DuPage County taxes in terms of when the timing of that cash actually arrived in our bank accounts. I made the assumption that the second installment of the Cook County taxes would be virtually all received in January of 2023. From everything that I've read, it seems to indicate that final tax bills may not go out until almost the very end of the current calendar year. And they know that people are going to want to pay those taxes, or some people are going to want to pay those taxes in order to be able to get their tax deduction. Although I'm not so sure anymore with how liberal the tax brackets are as far as standard deductions, whether that'll be as true. But I think we can anticipate about $400,000 received in January from taxes. I also believe that in March and April from Cook County for the first installment of the 2022 tax year payments, that we will receive approximately $500,000. That's based on historically what has happened with the split between the two tax payments. Then in early May or late May, we will receive a small amount of DuPage County taxes with the balance in excess of $1 million being received in June. A little bit in July, but not much. I'm not planning in my cash flow on us getting the Cook County taxes in August, July and August, because I'm not sure from what I'm reading that the second tax bill is going to be timely again this year.
So wouldn't, I'm speaking out loud. So I believe that we hired the investment advisor.
Right.
And we gave them a limit of between $750,000 and $1 million to initially invest in for us straight off the bat, correct?
Right.
So then what I understood the advisor to do is do exactly what you just did. Look at historically when the taxes come down the pipe, when they think that the tax payments are going to be, and when or they think they're going to come, kind of like doing what you just did. And then they would say, well, you know, you have these additional funds. You may want to consider this for this amount of time, or you may want to consider this, because in the investment proposal we had said there might be at times additional opportunity to invest.
Right. What I came to the conclusion in looking at this in the cash flow that I did, I saw as the lowest point in the next 12 months basically being about $3 million in cash. And I think that, you know, we have at least $1.25 million that we can, should be able to lock up longer term, even though that's more than what our fund requirements are. Not to say that we can't, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be tied to that, but I think that's available until we get to the point where we've got major capital projects that we're planning on. I think that's excess cash that needs to be put to invested status that will bring us more back that we can then use for those projects when the time arrives.
So, go ahead.
No.
I guess I would say that I would only see this as a failure if somehow we don't have enough cash to pay our bills in one given month. I would say that's phenomenally unlikely. I want to give an easy answer for which technique we should use for how much money to invest. I just don't look at it the same way as everybody else does. I just tell me which one has what amount of money, and then I'll go from there.
Yeah.
I know a bit about how pensions work, and I know what the advisor was saying. He said a lot of stuff, and it wouldn't all resonate with everybody the same way, but he was very clear that our money is liquid, and there's not a lot of upside in long-term investments right now. And I'm just parroting what he said, and I think it seemed like reasonable input. We certainly shouldn't invest our spending money, but I just wouldn't view the invested money as something far away and hands off for 20 years. That was definitely not the message that he was trying to give.
Right, I agree. Because he was talking about treasury bills, which are generally very liquid. The only risk that you take is them being discounted if you need them before maturity.
You'd lose some interest, possibly.
Yeah.
Not the principal.
I don't know enough about treasury bills.
I do.
So
you
then,
know, I know you do.
So that's why I'm saying it.
Wouldn't you go back and, for the purposes of this discussion, say, okay, so we approved as a board between $750,000 and $1 million. Let's start out with that amount. Let's get the paperwork initiated. Trustee Olson can meet with the advisor, with myself and Mary Ann, so we can get everything set up. And then they'll come to the next board meeting and say, okay, you approve $750 to $1 million. This is what we're offering. If you wanted to, at this point, consider additional investing, these are some opportunities that you could approve to as well.
It's also my thing. It's kind of, this could happen, conversation could happen throughout the year.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Definitely. It's kind of like, oh, we've got an extra $250,000. Let's put it someplace where we can make some money on it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that after we meet with them, that we're going to come to the conclusion that we probably have closer to $2.5 million in funds that to put it in a savings account is just
that are available.
Absolutely insane.
Right, but we still need to bring it. Go
ahead. Is it your position that there's more available? Is that
yeah,
boiled down what you're trying to say?
Right.
That's not a bad problem. I think I made a pointed comment about, hey, we got the guy here, let's go. It is my opinion that we approve the $750 to $1 million to start. We could change that next month if we wanted to. There's functionality of it. There's one thing Director Nance said that I think might be just a bit off about the financial advisor's role. I don't think he's going to analyze everything on the library ledger per se. I think he might be relying on you and the accountant to fill in some of those blanks.
Well, he's worked closely with James, and then that's where Joe's Trustee Olson's expertise will come in.
Yeah. I thought that was a positive, but what he said, that I don't know if everybody caught it, they liquidate money
every month.
And they do it every month. It's incredibly important that they do exactly what he said for these other entities, and they'll do the same thing for us.
Yeah.
So I agree with your premise that, hey, there's more available, why don't we do more? But we just had a meeting and approved $750 to $1 million. That's where I would prefer to start.
Well, then I would suggest that we go with the $1 million. And I think by the next board meeting, we'll be in a position where we can talk about what that additional amount is. And I honestly think it's probably upwards of another $1.5 million.
This is great.
That's good. That's a good problem to have.
No,
right?
It is.
You guys have been around the longest, but in my time, we haven't had problems like that ever.
You know,
success.
If we have $2.5 million that we can get 3 to 4%. That's 75 to $100,000 additional that we will have available for all of the, because we have a long list of capital stuff that we've got to.
That feels like the point I made at the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I could see, okay, I don't know how many times a year it's kind of, but I could see, okay, this past quarter we accumulated $25,000. And we know that we want, again, I'm just mentioning, you know, a roof replaced. So that goes in for the roof. And kind of like, you know, and kind of like, oh we've got $35,000. Well, $25,000 goes for the roof, $10,000 is going to go for the lights or whatever.
And
I know the fire protection district, I know when they plan their, they plan out what they're going to buy, when they're going to need another fire truck, and kind of like they know how much, so they start budgeting now for that. So when it, you know, when that truck has a life of 10 years, at the end of 10 years, they've got the money to go forward and get another truck.
Well, that's
we have with our capital needs assessment. So,
right.
That's why now we have the capital needs assessment. We need to start putting some order to it so that we can start anticipating those points at which we're going to be expending money, whether it's for boilers or roof or interior furnishings or, you know, whatever that number might be, or new elevators, or, you know, it's a key part of the whole process that we need to get wrapped around so that we actually have a plan. Because, you know, the three of us in a year and a half or so may not still be on the board. You know, we may.
And
we want to leave for future trustees the ability to have some flexibility in addressing the long-term facility needs.
When I was at ILA, I stopped and talked with John Shales, who did the capital needs assessment. And, you know, you had asked for an additional report. So I talked to him about it, and he said, it's a working tool. You have, for every year, you have every piece of equipment when it's going to expire. So Larry and I started talking about it, and we maybe thought instead of having it in a spreadsheet format, we could create a Word document where it would have 2022-23 expenditures. These are the things that are going to come up, and kind of put it into an easier, readable, clearer understanding format with some structure to it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I think whatever.
I think we also need a spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah.
I refer to the spreadsheet every single time something happens to the building, you know, because right. I'm like, okay, wait, was this supposed to happen this year, or is that going to happen in, you know, 10 years or, you know. So, I mean, I think, Joe, what you're bringing to the table today is spot on. I think that you want to invest the money. You're the one that encouraged us to get the advisor. We need to just have the meetings with John next week, get everything set up, have him give us a game plan, and then go from there.
Okay.
And because a lot of us, we might not be able to read and understand the spreadsheet as well as you do. However, give us a Word document for two, kind of like, we can pick that up. As long as it's the same information, it really doesn't make that much difference.
It's just two formats.
Two formats. And actually, the Word document can refer back to the
spreadsheet.
Yeah. Spreadsheet for kind of C line, such and such, you know, as citation for it. So they work together.
And so then now, next year at the end of the fiscal year, we'll be at our 50% if we base everything on our proposed budget. So then anything in excess or anything that we have, then we transfer it over to the special reserve fund. So that's how, you know, we're just one more step and then we'll be there.
Yeah.
Did we resolve number three yet? Fund balance discussion?
I believe so.
Yeah. And I think we
are at the point where I think we as a group would concur that the 50% of the budget is the number that we're going to work with.
And, I'll agree with that.
Next year, that number will change and it will go up. You know, and it's going to increase year by year, but hopefully we will be in a posture where we're adding to the value of the organization in the fashion that we're keeping current with that. But I don't know. Right now, we don't need to differentiate between the funds because we don't have anything in that fund. But I don't know whether in the future we actually need to have separate funds or whether that could be done from an accounting standpoint.
I believe it needs to be transferred to the special reserve fund so that it can be used for capital needs expenditures specifically for long-term use.
Right.
Because you'll have taxpayers come to you and say, why do you have $3 million in your special reserve fund? Here's our capital needs assessment. We're doing a new parking lot. We're going to do a renovation. We're going to do this. So I think it has to be transferred in clear cut.
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting that it doesn't be. But I don't know that from an investment standpoint, it needs to be segregated.
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, just on the books.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Is there... We're also of the opinion that at this point we don't need to do a special reserve transfer.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Okay. Any other business that anyone would like to bring before us?
Appreciate it being topical. Relatively quick. That's good.
I thank you for joining me this evening, because I felt this was a discussion that we had to have as a committee.
Mike,
I didn't want to be the one that was solely
gotcha.
Suggesting something without the input of the other financial people that we have.
I think it was kind of covered when you did the proposal as well, because you brought it up saying that you wanted it added in there, that there was always a potential that you could invest more money.
Yep.
And I think the whole board agreed to that. So I think this is just kind of a reiteration of where we're at.
Right. Formalization.
So. Yep.
Well, thank you all. I'd like to ask for a motion to...
I would be happy to make that motion to adjourn after you ask for town hall, just for...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there town hall? And I don't see anyone here.
Okay, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
I'll second that. I'll second.
Okay. So we stand adjourned?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.